Hi, I'm Ellie.
And I'm Sophia.
And welcome to the Disappearing series. Woo! Yeah. In today's episode, we will be discussing some of the most commonly asked questions regarding the case of Haymon Lee.
Haymon Lee went missing on December 13, 1999 in Baltimore County, Maryland. 4 weeks later, on February 9th, her body was found in Leakin Park. An investigator said she was a victim of manual strangulation. Lee was a Korean-American high school senior at Woodlawn High, which led to a wide range of suspects. Investigators narrowed it down to three: Adnan, Jay, and Mr. S.
These three suspects all had different alibis, therefore leading investigators to question each suspect differently and find the true story. Jay was the main witness of the case, a local drug dealer and deceitful. Mr. S. was the man who found his body in a nearby park while he claimed to be using the bathroom. Then there's Adnan, his ex-boyfriend, who was known to be a quite clever liar and was completely self-aware. He was later found guilty for the murder of Haymon Lee. But before this case was solved, one of the detectives in the investigation said that he believes that Adnan is guilty without a doubt. Sophia, how do you respond to that claim?
I find this claim very bizarre, especially because he denied an interview for the Serial podcast, which was another podcast made on this case. This detective might have been biased for reasons that we do not know of, because it's very unfair for an investigator to think that one suspect is more guilty than others.
Yeah.
I think that his opinion isn't completely invalid, and there are other reasons for the other suspects, like Jay and Mr. S, to be proven guilty.
Yeah, that's so true. Everyone is held innocent before proven guilty.
Ellie, there was two other suspects, and Jay was one of them. And he had a lot of inconsistencies in his stories.
Yeah.
How would you describe those?
Well, the inconsistencies in Jay's story are almost dismissed by investigators and the court because he is considered the witness to the case. Although this is how the law works, it's extremely unfair since Jay was clearly lying about his alibi, and he already has a reputation of lying. Jay even admitted to the police and the jury that he was willing to lie in order to avoid criminal punishment. The reason in which his lies were basically excused by authority is that he was complying with the police and almost helping them with the case. I believe it's slightly fair if he ends up getting punishment, but it's unfair if nothing is done. But Sophia, do you believe that these inconsistencies in Jay's story affect his reliability? Why or why not?
Yes, I definitely think that they affect his reliability. These inconsistencies make Jay's story less believable, and it makes him really hard to trust. It's difficult to know what the real story is when it keeps on changing. I think that it makes him look guilty and that he's trying to cover something. If he wasn't hiding something, he would have a consistent story. His past doesn't really help either, as you mentioned before.
Yeah.
He is known for lying to his family, his friends, and a lot more people. He was selling drugs at the time. And it makes him really suspicious in a murder case that happened super, super close to someone that he knew.
Yeah.
And Mr. S., the last suspect that investigators had, do you believe his story, or why or why not?
I do not believe Mr. S.'s story. For him to have to use a bathroom at a park and remember walking exactly 127 feet into it, yet still be right out in the open, it doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
He would have gone in private or even to a nearby store, and there was ones around. Not only that, but his body was not 127 feet into the park after investigators traced the steps of Mr. S. His body would not have been that visible if he was focusing on using the bathroom. It just doesn't add up.
I don't believe his version of the story either. He also has a criminal past, and his story doesn't really make sense,
yeah,
which makes me think he may have been involved.
Sophia, do you think that Mr. S's criminal record makes him, you know, a more suspicious suspect?
Yes, I definitely think that it makes him more suspicious. How about you?
Yeah, because, you know, with his record of indecent exposure and his random stumbling upon Hay's body, it just does not add up. And not only this, but his overall story was not accurate in relation to when he stopped to use the bathroom.
Wow.
Another question or thing to discuss is, if Adnan's convictions were to be overturned, how would such a decision be made?
I remember that there was an alibi that he had with Asia, I believe her name was, that found him in the library at the time of the murder. And this alibi was very believable, but it also made Jay kind of point out as the main suspect, which really changed the story a little bit.
Yeah, one of, like, the main factors of the story is that the main suspect kept on rotating and changing because new evidence was found. But if one more witness steps forward, the entire case can be overturned and Adnan can be found innocent.
There are a lot of questions still about this case that I feel like will just have to be answered in the future.
Yeah, thank you for listening to today's episode.
Hopefully your views have opened up about this case and you learned something new.
Thank you for watching.